its 98,000 dealers bring you Miss Dinah Shore in tonight's presentation of Suspense. Tonight, Autolite presents the recreation in song and story of an American legend. You're about to hear what happened to Frankie and Johnny, our star, Miss Dinah Shore.
Those circus acrobats wonderful?
Yes, sir, Hap. You know, they remind me of the Autolite electrical system in every Autolite-equipped car, working together, just like the coil, distributor, generator, starting motor, battery, spark plugs, and all the other important parts of the complete Autolite electrical system.
Well, there's one big difference, Harlow.
You bet there is, Hap. Those acrobats perform for only a few minutes at a time, but the electrical system in your Autolite-equipped car goes to work the second you turn the switch to start your car. And it keeps right on working every second your car is used. That's why with Autolite, you can be sure every unit and every component part of the electrical system is related by Autolite engineering design and manufacturing skill to give you the smoothest performance money can buy.
Gee, pays to keep the Autolite team together, Harlow?
It sure does, Hap. So friends, if your Autolite-equipped car needs replacement parts, be sure to insist on Autolite original factory parts. And remember, from bumper to tail light, you're always right with Autolite.
And now, with Frankie and Johnny and the performance of Miss Dinah Shore, Autolite hopes once again to keep you in suspense.
Serve nothing there. I can't make you, Johnny.
What says a back room? Back room, the place to play my music. Place to sit and play. Nobody bothers me and a couple others. You know that, baby, don't you worry.
You can play your music someplace else and get money for it. I'll worry about
that. Get away from here, Frankie. Take yourself a walk.
The whole town of New Orleans, so many places to play your music, and you sit in a back room. You go away from me.
I told you something, baby. You don't like it, you can take that long walk to Georgia where you come from. You leaving?
No.
A couple of girls I used to know never bothered me about not going down to Kookaloo's.
I won't bother you, Johnny.
Got any money, Frankie?
I got some.
I saw me a suit. Walking down Basin Street, I saw me a suit in a store window. I need me that suit, honey. You sure look good in it.
What's it cost, Johnny?
I mean, a cheap suit?
I didn't say that, Johnny. I just asked how much.
$100? You got $100, baby?
I got it.
Well, that's good. That's fine.
Where the lights are and everybody can see you fine.
Hey, lights are right in there, baby. We won't have to walk so much. I kind of like it where the lights are inside, anyhow.
Any way you want, Johnny.
Sure.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi. Hi, Nellie.
Got a new suit, huh?
Yeah. Frankie bought it for me.
Fits you good, Johnny. You look real nice.
I need me a beer, Frankie. Can get you one?
Oh, I ain't thirsty, honey.
I'm thirsty. I'm real thirsty.
All I got's $9.
Yeah, I ain't that thirsty. Just give me one of them.
All right. Here.
All right, come on. I'll seat you down near the piano. You wait here, Frankie. I'll bring me back my beer and sit with you.
Ah, oh, hiya, Frankie. Want me to play your song?
Just do what you're doing, Tiso. I like it.
Dreamy-like, huh?
Yeah, I feel dreamy.
Hey, how are you and Johnny getting along, Frankie? Mighty glad. I ever get homesick, Frankie?
Oh, first I did. I never think about home no more.
Georgia's a real nice place. A girl can do real nice there.
I'm doing nice. I got Johnny.
Yeah?
Sure, I got Johnny. He comes back to the table from the bar, you ask him.
I'll do that. When he comes back. He ain't at the bar, Frankie.
Bartender.
Yeah, what you want, ma'am?
Where's Johnny?
Your name Frankie, ma'am?
Yeah. Where's Johnny?
He told me to tell you something. He said he had to leave. He said don't wait up for him. He said not to worry.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Johnny was nowhere around. A gal who leaned in a doorway made a soft laughing sound.
You looking for your man? Your Johnny's gone.
Walk up and down on the pavement. Knock on a midnight door. Keep on asking for my me some nighttime. Tried to kiss away tears and said, come along, pretty Frankie. I'll love you for years and years. Forget your man. Forget your man. But I just walked toward North Rampart, searched the dark night in between. Keep on looking for loving Johnny. Right down to old Dorothy. He was my man.
Willie?
Pretty evening, ain't it?
Haven't noticed.
It's a real pretty evening, Frankie. You out strolling all alone?
I guess I am.
Come on inside. We'll have us a chat.
No, I'm going to walk some more.
We'll have us some beer.
No, thanks, Miss Willie.
We'll have us some whiskey, Frankie.
I got to walk some more.
Who are you looking for?
It don't matter.
I got something to tell you, Frankie.
What?
I sit here all day long, all night long. I never sleep. I see all sorts of things. People. Things going on.
You see Johnny come by here, Miss Willie?
He waiting for you.
Have you seen him?
Oh, he's sure a good-looking boy. Black hair plastered down like that. My, my, the way he walks.
Yeah, you notice the way he walks, huh? People step back and let him come past the way he walks, my Johnny.
What's your interest in him, Frankie?
He's my man.
Uh-huh.
You see him come by here lately?
I've seen a gal come by here lately.
Well, I gotta go look for Johnny.
Oh, this gal wasn't alone. Ain't a night for a gal to be alone. Real pretty gal.
Who was she with, Miss Willie?
Had gold hair and red lips. And her name was Nellie Bly.
Nellie Bly? He said hello to a gal named Nellie in a place we were in.
He was with her, Frankie.
Where'd they go?
To show off his new suit, I guess.
Where did they go?
Up the street. Down that way, Frankie.
Down to Jellycake's place.
I leaned out the window and I think I saw them go into Jellycake's. I ain't sure now, but I think they did. Where are you going, Frankie? Jellycake's the other way.
I'm going to find me a pawn shop.
Why, Frankie?
Gotta buy me something.
What?
Gotta buy me a gun.
What are you going to do with the gun, Frankie?
I'm going to kill Johnny. I'm going to kill him because he's doing me wrong.
Autolite is bringing you Miss Dinah Shore in Frankie and Johnny. Tonight's production in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Hey, Harlow. Takes a lot of experience to be an acrobat.
And a lot of skill, too, Hap. That's why Autolite Electrical Systems are such successful performers. They've long been used as original equipment on many leading makes of our finest cars, trucks, and tractors. And every unit and component part is related by Autolite engineering design and manufacturing skill to give the finest performance money can buy.
And acrobats need to rest, Harlow.
Ah, but not the Autolite electrical system. It goes to work the second you turn the switch to start your car and run your engine. Use your lights, horn, radio, heater, or electric windshield wiper.
And an acrobat has to be in perfect shape.
Same with the electrical system, Hap. So, friends, treat your car to a periodic checkup at your car dealer's or authorized Autolite service station. Make sure the electrical system is always in top shape for top performance. You can quickly locate your nearest authorized Autolite service station in the classified section of your telephone book or by calling Western Union by number and asking for Operator 25. And remember, from bumper to taillight, you're always right with Autolite.
And now, Autolite brings back to our Hollywood soundstage Miss Dinah Shore in Elliot Lewis's production of Frankie and Johnny, a true story well calculated to keep you in suspense.
be with you soon.
Jellycake?
Oh, hiya, Miss Frankie.
Can I talk to you a minute, Jellycake, please?
You.
Be big. Please sit down.
Can I get you something to drink?
Has Johnny been in here?
He's been here.
With a girl?
He was calling on Nellie.
What did they do here?
They were sitting over there. They got up and danced for a while. A couple of times when we played them soft. But mostly they just sat.
He kiss her?
You aren't asking anything like that, Miss Frankie.
I want to know what he did.
He had a little fight while he was in here. Wasn't much of a fight. Just hit a man, that's all.
Johnny never hit a man on account of me.
Oh, it wasn't that, Miss Frankie. Some man walked up and spilled a little gin on Johnny's new suit. It was an accident. Man didn't mean nothing, but Johnny hit him. Said the man had ruined his suit. Johnny might have killed that man, except for the lady. The one he called Nellie. She fixed it.
Fixed it? How?
Took Johnny out of here for a little while. Then they come back. Johnny was smiling. Johnny was smiling and leaning close to the one he called Nellie. Telling a thing. Then she'd be smiling, too. Laying her head up against Johnny's new yellow suit.
Yellow suit? I didn't buy him a yellow suit.
That's the kind of suit he's wearing when he come back in here, Miss Frankie. Soft kind of yellow. Not the kind that screams at you. Whispery kind of yellow.
The one I bought him cost $100.
Oh, you couldn't buy that yellow suit for $100. This was 5 pearl buttons on the coat. And the vest was silk. There was a big gold chain across the front. Ah, that Johnny lighted up the place. A soft, pretty light.
I'd have bought him a suit like that. If he'd have asked me to, I'd have bought him anything he wanted.
He never asked you for no diamonds, did he?
Diamonds?
Like the one he's wearing on his little finger. Miss Frankie, that was the biggest diamond in the whole world. The brightest one, too. Johnny ain't never gonna need a light to find his way around. Not with that diamond on his little finger.
I guess Nellie bought him that, too.
And the cotton leather shoes and the cane. I guess she likes him real well. Guess Johnny got himself a woman.
Where'd they go, Jellycake?
Out of here some time ago. Must have been an hour.
Where?
Well, he gave me $1 to play him a tune. Called me a tune, said play it before I take my loving Nellie home.
You know where she lives?
Where Ursuline crosses Charteris, Miss Frankie. Third house down, left side.
Thanks, Jellycake.
What you gonna do?
You know what I'm gonna do.
You're gonna kill him? Well, good night, Miss Frankie.
You want to go someplace after you leave here, lady. You want me to wait?
You can wait.
Well, what do you want?
Where's Johnny?
I know what you're talking about, lady.
Nellie Bly live here?
She's gone, lady. She ain't never coming back.
A man with her wearing a yellow suit and a gold chain and a diamond ring?
Name's Johnny, huh? Oh, gent, real gent. He's gone, too. He's gone with Nellie Bly.
They talk about where they were going?
They talked about Memphis and St. Louis. About riding the riverboat come morning. That Johnny's a real sport. Laid a $5 bill right here where my hand is.
I only got $2.
Right here where my hand is. Thank you kindly.
What did he buy for $5, mister?
What I'm going to sell you for $2. Johnny sent me to his place to pick up something.
You're lying. Johnny ain't got nothing except what's on his back.
Got a clarinet? That's what he told me to get, that's all. What'd you want Johnny for?
I got something to give him, too.
What's that?
A gun.
You find him, lady?
I know where he is. I know for sure where he is.
Is that where we're going?
To Kukaloo's.
On Basin Street?
That's right.
Well, I know where that is. Won't take long.
Cabby?
Yeah, lady?
I got no more money.
Oh?
I can't pay you for this ride, Cabby.
You weren't kidding, were you, about what you said before?
About what?
About killing a man.
I wasn't kidding. I'm gonna kill him.
This ride won't cost you nothing. I wish I had me a gal like you. Love me so much she'd kill. I wouldn't do a gal like that no wrong.
Get out of my way, Nellie Bly.
You can't go in that back room. Johnny won't even let me go in there, so he ain't gonna let you.
I got no argument with you, so get out of my way.
You got an argument with my sweet man. You got an argument with me.
You want to go to Memphis, Nellie?
I'm going.
You want to go to St. Louis?
I'm going there, too.
Maybe you're going, and I ain't gonna stop you. But you're gonna find another sweet man to go with, not Johnny.
Honey, he don't love you no more. He's tired of you. Told me. Tell me lots of things. Tell me about my gold hair and my red lips. Tell me.
You ain't going with Johnny.
No. No. I guess I ain't.
Get out of here, Nellie.
The way you hold that gun, guess I better.
Get on that riverboat and never come back.
I ain't never coming back, Frankie. Honest.
He ain't much of a guy, but Johnny plays a lot of clarinet.
Get out, Cisco.
You ought to kill him, Frankie.
When you leave here, mister, close the door.
Roll them over easy, boy. Roll them over slow.
flew. How do you feel, Johnny? He got shot. He died.
You do it, Frankie. I gotta take you to the jailhouse, Frankie. We better go.
Presented by Autolite. Tonight's star, Miss Dinah Shore. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for Autolite, world's largest independent manufacturer of automotive electrical equipment. Autolite is proud to serve the greatest names in the industry. They are members of the Autolite family, as are the 98,000 Autolite distributors and dealers in the United States and thousands more in Canada and throughout the world. Our family also includes the nearly 30,000 men and women in 28 great Autolite plants from coast to coast, and in still other Autolite plants in many foreign countries, as well as the 18,000 people who have invested a portion of their savings in Autolite. Every Autolite product is backed by constant research and precision built to the highest standards of quality and performance. So remember, from bumper to tail light, you're always right with Autolite.